Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. And it's a wonderful week. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day outside today. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. And welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everyone enjoyed their Sabbath yesterday and going into this new week. You know, it's a new day, a new week, a new time, a new beginning. You know, mercies was even new this morning. He said mercies are new every morning. All praises be to the Most High Elohim of Israel. Hallelujah. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about today, as I never do, but, you know, we always manage to bring a beautiful show out of here. But, you know, I think, you know, I want to take the time one day when I get a chance to tell the story now. Now that I know the story, I want to tell the story. I don't want to teach the story because I think we've taught enough and we know, but I really want to tell the story. And, you know, I've always been a very avid storyteller, you know, and I could tell a story just off the cuff, you know. But I really do want to tell this story now that I know this story. And it is the most powerful story that could have ever been written. You know, and the purpose of it now and understanding what it's all about, you know, it is a true blessing to be awake today. It is really truly a blessing to be awake today and to really know who Yah is, who Yisrael is through the scriptures. It's a diamond, you know, it's just a diamond that you have found in the dirt, and you just want to hold it and just keep it to yourself, and you don't ever want anyone to ever take it from you. But it's just something that you just have to sit back and admire. You know, he's just powerful. I mean, he's above all, beyond all, before all. He's all in all, and you just sit back in awe, like, wow, what kind of Elohim is this? You just be like, wow. So I'm in awe today. I'm in awe today because as I understand who he is, I appreciate his creation. I better appreciate the earth. I know what it was for. You know what I'm saying? I know that he has deposited everything on this earth for the consumption of all of us that are here, from the animals to the fish to the birds to the humans. I know these things now. I understand now. Those things that you just used to take for granted, you understand now the detail that was put into this, the thought that was put into this. It's just, and you wonder how a being could be so intelligent that he is able to put the detail and the thought into this. I mean, it's amazing. It's just utterly amazing. You know, and I think what helped to enhance that was yesterday. When we read the book of Jubilees yesterday and we read that one scripture yesterday, it just kind of blew me up. It blew me away. I was like, wow. You know, and it amazes me. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just going to call some names today. You know, all of the people that listen to us, and I'm not talking about the Israelites. I'm talking about the people of the other nations. All of the people that listen to us, and they have formed their own form of what the gospel is. And they have put together from the things that we have shared with them, how the gospel fits, the narrative fits them, and how they make it fit. You know, and when you think about all of these things and you understand what's really going on, you just sit back and you be like, you know, you the king and you the boss, so it's going to be the way you want it to be. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how you can see the people that are the deception. It's amazing how you can see the people that's in the dark. It's just amazing how you can see the people that are manipulating it. If you when he wakes you up, your eyes are truly open, okay? It is amazing. And you just sit back like, wow. You know, and then you see those poor, unsuspecting people who don't have a clue. They so caught up in emotions and stuff, they don't even have a clue. You know, but it's just amazing. It is such an amazing. And all I can say today is, y'all, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. I really did. It, you know, the knowledge that you have allowed me to acquire, it takes up for all the loneliness and the isolated feelings and the things that I felt in the beginning and, you know, how I felt like I had just been bamboozled and cheated out of some stuff. It even makes up for the money that I gave to them folks in that Christian church. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the knowledge that you have given me. That's all I can say. Because listen, boy, when you really know, and we really don't know it all, we just know a little bit. He just gave us a little bit, a smidget of what this, but that little smidget has answered the question why. It really has. It's answered the question why. And that, I think that's the million-dollar question for the black people today that are living in these countries, in this country. I don't know about the other countries, but I got to speak on this country. When we ask the question why, what have we done that we are hated so much? What all we've done is be born. What have we done that we are hated so much? All the knowledge that he has given us has answered the question why. And you know what? It don't have nothing to do with white people. Unfortunately, it don't have nothing to do with them. They just was their players and they playing their part. It has nothing to do with economics. It has nothing to do with health issues. It has nothing to do with psychological things. It all boils down to the Most High. It all is him. When you go back to the foundation and the root of it all, it's him. Who did we offend that put us in this situation here where we are on the bottom? I don't care how much money you got. I don't care where you live at. It's somebody to remind you that you just a nigga. I'm going to be blunt today. I just am. It's somebody to remind you, don't get out of place. Yeah, and you know what? And we have gone for years and years and years and years and years trying to figure out what's up, what's going on. What did we do? And it all boils down to the moment. It don't have nothing to do with no other people. It don't have nothing to do with none of that. It has. Let me say this: nobody, no nation, no people, no gods, no demons, no nothing would have ever been able to do what is being done to us right now had we not disobeyed him. Nobody would have. Nobody. Nobody would have. I don't care how much money you can be sitting in. You can be sitting in Manhattan in a penthouse right now listening to the sound of my voice. It still don't matter. When you look at us as a nation, as a totality of a nation that's scattered all over the world, you have to ask, everybody has to ask the question, why? And guess what? We have the answer. We have the answer. And the answer was left on record so that when this time came, for this particular moment, when we ask the question fully awake, he can show you, said, let me show you why. Why? And we know now. We know why. We know why. You know, and for those young people that are coming up and you are buying into the illusion because of social media and you're buying into the illusion because of of the lifestyle, or because of the fairy tales is being sold and the dreams is being sold to you, you're buying into the illusion that things have changed. Let me newsflash, it ain't gonna never change. It's gonna stay the way it is. It will all be, they're getting a little bit more subtle with it, but it's gonna always be the same, because guess what? By right, we are not supposed to be here. But we are. This was designed for us. This place right here was designed to give us the example of what it feels like to be on the bottom. Woo! It was designed. It's crucial. I mean, seriously, this stuff is by design, y'all. This is by design. He set it up. That's how powerful he is. He set it up so that you would be sitting right now in your living room or wherever you are in your car listening to us saying it was all a setup. It was all set up. Because we disobeyed him. And he warned us, and he warned us, and he warned us, and he warned us. He warned us. And we did it anyway. And here we sit. And we have to watch. So we have to sit, and we have to watch. And we have to want and long to be with him now. It used to be about, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with stuff. I believe that you should be able to live as comfortable as you can here. Don't get me wrong. But it used to be about stuff. It used to be like, okay, well, I want my children to be able to live like this. And I want my children to not have to struggle. And I want to be able to live a level. Because when we talk about the bottom, we came from the bottom. It don't matter what governors say about slavery. You can only speak about something you know about. You can't tell us how it benefited us or it didn't benefit us. You don't have the ability to even speak on that. We're talking from people, descendants of slaves, people that picked cotton, that told firsthand the damage and the things that were done. So you don't miss me with that. It doesn't even matter what they say. It matters not. You know, it used to be about that. They used to be able to dangle that and say, okay, now if you do this, we'll give you this. If you go to school, life will be easier. If you do this, we'll give you this. It used to be about that. And guess what? Everybody ran and did that. We did that. We did get this. But you know what? It still came with it. It still was a string attached. You still was a nigga. No matter what you did, no matter where you lived, that stigmatism stayed with you. You were still a nigga at the end of the day. An underline, that's what they, that's the lesson. Mm. Woo! Lord, have mercy. I hate to say it. I see you, 717. It's just crucial. The things that we've had to come to understand, that all of the things that we long for is all the things that we already had in the beginning. And as for me, from a royal standpoint, it bothers me because I watch Prince Harry and I watch Prince William and I watch all the kings and their children of the different countries, the King of Jordan and all these people all over YouTube with wealth that you cannot begin to imagine. And then I think about those 20 souls that stepped on this soil in August of 1619, the royals that actually stepped on this soil that was probably promised a stake in this land, and then they ended up putting them in slavery. Bothers. All the stuff that we have acquired and all the things we have aspired to, it was ours anyway. We already came from royalty. We already had it. We already have it. Because we are the children of the Most High Yah. We're his children. Being punished, or was being punished, for being disobedient. Eric code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. We can't hear you.
Excuse me, Sasaina. I am so sorry. I accidentally pressed the happened. It just pressed on its own, but you keep going. The Most High is working through you. Go ahead.
I am saying, okay, I'm just telling you, it's just, there's some serious stuff. You know, ain't nothing wrong getting it. Go get the education if it makes life easier for you. If you're able to give your children the things that you, I'm not against none of that. We have to live here. But you better know one thing, and one thing for sure is that he is in control of it all. All this was a setup. It was a setup. He set it up. He set it up. He just set it up. He set it up. Christianity was a setup. It was all set up, and it's going to continue to do what it's doing. That machine going to keep on turning one way or the other. So, you know, when you think about that and you understand who the Elohim is and how powerful he is the master strategist. One of the sisters said that he's the master strategist, you know, and you be looking one way and he coming from a whole nother way, and by the time you figure out what he done did, he gone. It's like, wow. Wow. And to the person, I want to say this. Somebody sent me something, and to that person, it came from New York. I don't know what it is yet. I haven't opened it, but thank you. I don't want you to think that I was ungrateful. I actually just located the package last night, so it's not that I was being ungrateful. Whatever it was, thank you very much. I will definitely send you a thank you card. I don't know what's even in it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I did open it, but I'm not quite sure what it is, so I got to figure that out. But thank you. You know, I don't want anybody to ever think that when you send me something, I'm ungrateful or I'm selfish, because that's not the person I am. And I'm very hospitable, and I'm very, very, very humble when anybody does anything for me, because you don't have to. I don't require that. I don't ask for no money for anybody to do anything for me. If I do, I'm in a very dire situation where I need some serious help. But I'm not wanting people to be like, okay, I got my Cash App here. Here go my PayPal address. We don't have no ticker tape running across the bottom of our page for you all to be able to give us money. That's not what we do. We're not here to get your money. We're not here to take your money. We are here to introduce to you who the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is. We all work. Everybody got a job. Now, if we need something, we're here for each other if we can help in any kind of way. But we're not interested in anybody giving us. If you want to give it to us, please, the door is open. Let me change that. If the Most High put it on your heart to do something, of course, yes, we will accept that. But we ain't asking nobody to give us no money to function. Because however he wants this to go, this is going to go the way he wanted to go. It's already preordained. It's already pre-set up. And I think yesterday, and when I read that scripture, it finally sunk in. I was like, this has already been written. I mean, really, I don't have to do nothing but do what he tells me to do. And I'm going to walk into the blessing. I'm going to walk into the purpose. The door's just going to open. Because it's already been set up that way. Period. It just is. And I know this might step on some people's toes, and I know some folks might get a little bit upset because we are still trying to be religious. But this has nothing to do with religion. Nothing at all whatsoever. It has nothing to do with religion. It's about an Elohim and his people. It's about a love story between an Elohim and his people. That book is about a love story between an Elohim and his people that he chose, and the other nations that have been instrumental in making sure that the outcome is the way he wants it to be. And in the process of that, they have learned to love him too. You know, when you look at Pharaoh, after Moshe got through with Pharaoh and the Most High got finished, he sat down and he made a declaration. He said, your God is God. And from all the gods that was around in Egypt and all the people that he believed, he said, your God is God. Nebuchadnezzar. After Daniel got through not only interpreting the dream, but reciting what this man dreamed in his night vision, he said, your God is truly a God of gods. He is the Elohim of Elohim. He is the King of kings. He even said, I'm going to worship him. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Ruth did the same thing with Naomi. Naomi said, I don't know, Massage. You can just go on and back up. You can go where you want to go. You can do what you want to do. She said, oh, no, I have come. Wherever you go, I go. Your God will be my God. I watch the God you serve. I'm going, this is, man, listen, y'all better listen to what I'm telling you. Listen, if he can make that kind of impression on people that were born to serve other gods, what do you think he going to do for Israel? I mean, y'all don't really understand this thing. This is bigger than us. Woo, this is bigger than us. This is bigger than us. This is him coming back in right standings with us. Yeah, they nervous. The whole world is nervous. They shaking. Like, oh, shoot. They waking up. What you mean? What you mean they know who they are? Oh, shoot. We got to do something. But oh, my goodness. The demons is trembling. The angels is trembling. Uh-oh. Wait, what? Of course it's causing controversy. It's causing problems. And then we got Israel. This little old Israel sitting back wanting to know their God. Just loving on him a little bit, being obedient. Doing the things that we supposed to do. And every time we wake up, the sun is shining. And when it ain't shining, it's raining, we still thanking him. And every time he do something, we thanking him. And even when he don't do nothing, we still thanking him. Because we just so happy to know that we just ain't nobody. That we are somebody. That we belong to the Elohim of the universe. That he chose us to be his people. And nobody else was chosen. Y'all know I'm going to have to read that scripture. I'm trying. I really don't talk about the other nations because to me, they don't have anything to do with us. He didn't tell us to do that. You know, everybody say, well, you know, you sounding a bit racist. No, we're just sounding a little bit, we're just very, very pleased and happy. We're happy. You know, we're not racist. We're just happy. You know, because now we know who we are. We don't have to include everybody because everybody wasn't included. And I'm going to show you that. See, this is the stuff they don't tell you when they try to summarize what the gospel is all about. This is the stuff they don't inform you of because they don't want to bring that in because it don't make sense and it can't be included. I believe, and I'm going to say this is my belief, I believe that there will be Gentiles from every nation that will be saved. But I also believe that they've already been chosen. They've already been chosen. He already knows who they are. He knows what families and who, what, where, when, why. It ain't a choice you can make. You've already been chosen. You make the choice, but the choice that you made has already been predestined for you to make it. He said, I knew you when you were in your mama's womb. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me pull the scripture up. I, Lord, have mercy. I was like, my God, look at this. Yeah, this is a lot. When you really understand what this is, you know, we just not falling for it no more. It ain't making sense. And Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you. It's a lot going on. I mean, it is. You know, when you understand how particular he is, and when you understand how loving he is, and when you understand when judgment comes, he sticks to his word. No matter what happens, he said, what did David say? David said, he put his word above his name. He said, he put his word above his name, because his word ain't going to come back void. It ain't coming back void. It's not. It don't matter who say it or where it come from or how you sing it, whether you got organ music behind it or not, it is not coming back void. It's going to do what he accomplished, what he set it out to do. It can't even come back until it finished with what it set out to do. Can you hear me? So that word that says, I will bring you back, and afterwards you shall come out with great substance, that's out there. When he said, and afterwards, you shall come out with great substance, that's all out there in the ether. It's out there doing what he said do. So he sent the word out, and guess what the word is doing? The word is out there making it happen. Thoughts is going into people's minds. That one day somebody going to say, well, wait a minute, well, how are we going to get them back? They already having that conversation right now. Well, what boats are we going to use to bring them back? They already having that conversation right now. Well, how are we going to organize this? And what are we going to do to make sure, and where are they going to be? And how are we going to monetize their monies? And how are they going? All of this is already, because guess what he said? It will not return unto me void. So when it do it and it's complete, it's going to come back to the Most High and say, mission completed. He said, now get the thing going and let's get it started. The word can't even come back to him until it has done what he set it out. Oh, y'all don't understand this thing. Woo, Lord, have mercy. If you don't understand. You don't understand. It has to accomplish what he said it was going to accomplish. It has to. And when it finishes, it's going to come back and say, we did it all. The boats is ready. The everything you set up is ready. Everything they need is ready. And he said, now let's instigate it. Let's move them out. It's ready. It's ready. You know? And oh, guess what? All the other things. That's why I tell you all, when you read the Bible, you have to read it in context. You have to understand that nothing is in chronological order. When you have the ability to tell a person that one side of the whole book has been fulfilled, I mean, for real, you have gall. I mean, you have guts and nerve to be able to say that everything he said on one side of the book is finished and it ain't nothing else over there to do. You know what? You got something to hide. Somebody don't want somebody else to know something. Ain't no way. It ain't finished yet. That word is still out there. Jeremiah is still out there. The word in Jeremiah. The word in Isaiah is still out there. The word in Joel is still out there. The word in Hosea is still out there. Them words is out there. They can't even come back until they have done it. And you got the nerve to tell the church it's been fulfilled. That is a lie from the pits of hell. Still out there. You're still doing what it's got to do. Still out there. Anytime we can go all the way back to the book of Genesis in chapter 15 and fulfill 15 and 13, a 5,000-year-old prophecy, anytime a government, the government that we're in, can validate it, and pass a law to validate it? It's still out there. The word is still out there. It's floating around. It's in the ether. It's just floating around. And when the time comes, it'll ignite and it's time. And the word will go do what it needs to do because he already sent it out. Y'all don't understand. He ain't got to speak it. He already spoke it. Not only did he speak it, but it's been written down. Woo! He told Moshe, write it in a book. Write it down. Write this down. Write it in a book. So that when the future generation can read it, they'll understand what my word already went forth. It was already done. It's already been finished. That's how we can fast forward to the New Testament and then see Christ. And then we can see what he said was going to happen when he comes. But you know what? They have taken that book, that part of the book and said, okay, this is what he said, so we've got to be right here, and we're going to listen to what he said, and we're going to follow it to the letter. But every time they do it, it don't happen. You know why? Because there's still some more word out there. It's still some more word out there in the book of Jeremiah. It's still some more word out there in the book of Deuteronomy. It's still some more word out there in the book of Isaiah. It's still some more word out there in the book of Daniel. So they looking like, well, wait a minute. How come the blood that we see in the water on YouTube and stuff is only centralized in one location? Because you know what? You can't make it happen. Because there's still some more word out there. And until that word returns, ain't nothing you can do to make it happen. And that's how he controls his word. He said, it will not come back to me void. It won't return unto me void. It ain't coming back. All over YouTube, you got rapture coming. And this is the end of time. And Jesus is about to return. We'll see. We'll see. Because from what I read, it's still some more word out there that has to return. It ain't returned yet. Still out there. Still some out there. And then one of the pastors, somebody, it's word out there on you. No, it's word out there on Israel. If the word is still out there on the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, the people that he chose, the word is still out there. Ain't got nothing to do with houses and cars. It might be some he might have spoke, he might have allowed some things to happen, but this is bigger than you. It's still out there, floating around, performing what he said do. He don't have to say it again. He don't make it up as he go along. It's already done. Woo! Lord, have mercy. It's already done. Thank you, y'all. It's already done. Praise your holy name. It's already done. It's already done. And everybody still want to make it be the way they want it to be. You done dismissed a whole side of the book, a whole side of the story gone. Just completely, oh, that's been fulfilled. When? You can't wrap him up in a bow like that. You don't even have the power to even understand the way he thinks. He got this thing so scrambled up and mixed up and different things happening at the same time, spontaneously, and some things happening individually, and some things are happening as a group. I mean, you just don't know which way he's coming, but he got so much stuff wrapped up in it, you're trying to figure it out, so because you couldn't, and because it don't match with what you think it is, you just dismiss the whole side of the book. Oh, that's already been fulfilled. This is bigger than me and you. Y'all, I thank you and I praise your holy name. I give you glory, honor, and all majesty belongs unto you. You are a Elohim of there is nobody like you. Nobody. I can't even begin. My brain starts to hurt when I even try to think about what kind of mind you have to the point where you have even, you put this together so smoothly. You know, and it's so intricately entwined with each other. All of the moving parts and the, it's just amazing. It's bigger than me and you. Woo! You know, it is. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than us, but it's about us. You know, and you, it's just. Ooh, help me, somebody. Somebody going to have to help me over here, because I'm telling you, when you really understand who this Elohim is, I can understand why people get nervous. I can understand why they're getting scared. I can. I really can. I can understand, you know, that why everybody is scrambling, trying to get things in place and hurrying up, trying to finish world orders and 2030 agendas for the world and all this stuff, and rushing, and these nations is rushing, trying to get everything. I can understand that, but guess what? He is still going to move at his time, because his word will not return unto me. It's not going to come back void. He said it will do what I sent it to do. It's going to accomplish what I set it out to accomplish. So that means all of it that's out there got to come back finished. All of the word got to come back and stand attention before the Most High and say, mission completed. I did that. Did you set up the book? I did that. Did you make sure that the wealth was there for them when they get ready to leave? That is completed too. You have the exit strategy in place? I did that too. Completed. Can't do it. Can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. I mean, he said, my word will... Y'all better shout with me. I'm serious. It will not return unto me. But you know, they think they can preach that thing. That's Isaiah 55:11. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I mean, you really got to go to 10 for real. I mean, this is... let me read it. I just want to read it to you. I want you to listen to what it says. It says, Isaiah 55:10. It says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Now, you know, when it rain don't, once it go down, it hit the ground, it do what it's supposed to do. Same way with the snow. The snow come down, it hit the ground, it moistens everything, it do what it's supposed to do. It has an agenda, it has a job. He set it up. He said, this is your job, and this is what I want you to do. He telling you what it do. He said that watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud. So this is the reason why we have flowers and we have food and all the things. He says, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. I'm going to send it out, y'all. Woo! He said, I'm going to send it out. It's got a job to do. He said, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Now, oh my goodness gracious alive, somebody going to have to help me over here. This is some serious stuff. It ain't going to come back. It ain't going to come back unless it's done. It ain't going to come back unless it's finished. And it ain't like the snow and the rain because they don't come back. He said, not only do I want you to come back, but I want you to come back and say, it's finished. I've completed. It's been accomplished. We got to leave. Ain't no other way here. We can't stay. Woo, Lord, have mercy, y'all. We can't stay. There's no way for us to stay. He ain't going to let us stay. He said, I can't. If I let you stay, then my word is going to come back as though it didn't have no power. He ain't going to let that happen. You can't stay. You can't stay, y'all. Y'all know you can't stay. You got to get, you're going to have to leave. You know, but I mean, you know, we don't have to go through those changes today because we already know what time it is. We already know what it means and what it's going to say and how he does it. Because you know how we know? Because we're sitting in captivity today. And he said we would, and here we sit. Here we sit. Yes, hallelujah, here we sit. We're sitting in the land of our captivity. You know, we're sitting in the land of America right now. And the land of America is not the land that he gave us. He gave us the land of Canaan. We are thousands of miles away from the Canaan land. And we are deemed citizens of the United States of America. It's got to come back and tell it. It's got to come back. Got to come back. Now, let's go to Jubilees. We're going down to Jubilees because, see, this is the stuff they don't read to you. This is the stuff that we don't read to you. Oh, this is the stuff. We ain't even going to get into this is the stuff that they don't read to you. This is the ordinance of the covenant of the circumcision. And everyone that is born, he's talking to the children of Israel, the flesh of whose foreskin is not circumcised on the eighth day, belongs not to the children of the covenant which the Most High made with Abraham, but to the children of destruction. Nor is there moreover any sign on him, because we got some nations that's circumcising the women, and he ain't never told you to do that, that he is the Most High, but he is destined to be destroyed and slain from the earth and to be rooted out of the earth, for he has broken the covenant of the Most High, our Elohim. Oh, y'all better listen to this. He said, for all the angels, of the presence and all the angels of the sanctification have been so created from the day of their creation and before the angels of the presence and the angels of sanctification, he has sanctified Israel that they should be with him and with his holy angels. He said, and do thou command the children of Israel and let them observe the sign of this covenant for their generation as an eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land. For the command is ordained for a covenant that they should observe it forever among all the children of Israel. Watch what he says. Now, this is the most important scripture, one of the most important scriptures in this whole chapter. He said, for Ishmael and his sons and his brothers and Esau, the Most High did not cause to approach him. And he chose them not because they are the children of Abraham. But he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people. Let me read that again. He said, for Ishmael and his sons and his brothers and Esau, the Most High did not cause to approach him. He didn't even go near them. And he chose them not because they are the children of Abraham, because he knew them. He didn't even deal with them. But he chose Israel to be his people. Watch. And he sanctified it and gathered it from among all the children of men. Now listen to what it says. It says, for there are many nations and many people, and all are his. And over all has he placed spirits in authority to lead them astray from him. But over Israel he did not appoint any angel or spirit, for he alone is their ruler, and he will preserve them and require them at the hand of his angels and his spirits, and at the hand of all his powers, in order that he may preserve them and bless them, that they may be his and he may be theirs from henceforth forever. Oh, wait a minute. What did you say, Yaina? I said there are many nations and many people, and all are his. He said that he has placed spirits of authority over them to do what? To lead them astray from him. But he chose Israel. This is some heavy stuff, y'all. He chose Israel. We are the chosen people of the Most High. We are. We his people. The other people are doing what they are supposed to do. The other people are living the way they are supposed to live. The other people are running the churches the way they're supposed to be able to run the churches. But Israel, he waking Israel up. One by one, he's waking them up. Whole families is waking up. One by one, he's waking up his people saying it's time for us to come back together. It's time for us to reunite. It's time for you to understand that I'm your father and not these people. It's time for you to understand what this is all about. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you. That word of his can't come back void. And why are you saying all this, Yaina? Because it's time for you to start waking up out of the stupor. It's time for you to stop being afraid and work and trusting. It's time. Time for us to get ready to start living this thing. Live this thing. Stop running to every blowjo, prophetess, prophets, and all the people that are trying to make a profit off of Israel. When the time comes and that word is finished doing what it needs to do, you'll know it. You'll know it. It won't be a secret. You'll know it. It's going to come right out and you'll be able to see it. You'll know it. It's time to move out, you guys. We got to keep the faith. We got to keep on hanging on. We got to keep hope. What they say, keep hope alive. We got to keep doing what we're doing. We got to know our Elohim has us. He got us. All you got to do is just stand still and see the salvation of him. His word can't come back. It can't come back void. That scripture, what that means is that scripture has to fulfill itself. It can't come back. It's got to do what he sent it out to do. And it's a whole lot of preachers that stand up on that pulpit and they hoop and holler and scream, it's a word out on you. And what you want from God, he'll make them. This is bigger than that. This is a nation of people. This is a fraction of a nation in exile, leaving a land that they have only known and that they have only been in. 42 million people moving from one location to another. Do you understand how massive that's going to be? Even if it's half of that, even if it's 20 million people, that is a lot. Man, listen. He got to do it. He's not going to let it come back void. He's not going to let, he got to do it. This is the Elohim that we serve. He is our Father. He's our Father. He's got to do it. Now, does it mean that while we're here, we don't live? You live the best you can live. You do whatever you need to do within the law to live a decent life. And you'll be an honorable person. And you do what you're supposed to do. It doesn't mean that weapons are not going to form, because they're going to form. You know, they're going to throw everything at us but the kitchen sink. But guess what? They'll form, but they won't prosper. They're going to form. You're going to go through some things. You're going to go through sickness. You're going to go through death. You're going to go through separation. You're going to go through isolation. You're going to go through all of these things because the norm, the normal that we've been living has changed for us. I went to the store for my mom today. She said, I want you to get me some this, and I want you to get me some that. And you know what? I want you to pick me up some ribs. And I said, well, hold up. Wait a minute. I said, what do you mean, some ribs? Some pork ribs? I said, oh, no. I'm so sorry, but I won't be able to do that. Well, why not? I said, because not only do I not eat them, but the Most High told us not to even touch them. So I'm not going to be able to buy you any ribs and bring them to you. That's being disobedient to his dietary law. You guys are going to have to learn how to follow his dietary law. She said, oh. It's something that we live every day. Because we've learned that if you do them, he gave you a guarantee, you shall live in them. At least I have. If you do them, I will cover you. And you know what they told me a long time ago? They said, oh, it don't take all that. I said, okay. She said, no, it don't take all that. Don't take all that, honey. I said, oh, okay. We've learned some things. We've learned some things. He wants the people that's obedient. And that's what we need to be doing now is perfecting the obedience, being obedient to his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. And I have heard a lot of Israelite teachers stand up on their pulpits and tell their men, you don't need to be circumcised. Well, let me tell you what the word, what we just read, he said forever. So forever is forever. So to you mothers that are having boys, that are making that you are bringing these boys into this earth, you make sure them boys is circumcised. Now, because we're in captivity, very few doctors will do them on the eighth day, but at least make sure they circumcise. This ain't no joke. This is serious. These are things that he put in place for Israel. These are the things that we're supposed to do, being Israel. And it's a lifestyle that we live every day. It's not hard. It's not grievous. It's a lifestyle that we live every day. And for everybody to say, oh, it don't take all that, we can say the same thing. When you're jumping around, hopping and skipping and speaking in tongues in church, we can tell you the same thing. We tell you it don't take all that. All it takes is obedience. He told you, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. You know, so this is the power of the Most High that we have come to know. The being of the Most High that he has allowed us to be able to see. Because if we see anything else, I don't know, y'all. It's a lot to deal with. This is a lot. Seriously. This is a lot that he lived. This is a lot. All of this. I don't even try to get into it. So many other avenues that I could go into. So many other avenues of physics and the string theory and all that scientific stuff. I could go into all of that scientific stuff, the relativity of time and all of it. I could go into all I've been through. He just gave me a well. Let me tell you what I got. I got a well-rounded education in it all. But just the simple stuff. You know, how you could create, how you can put a seed in the ground, and it starts out a seed, but then it ends up growing into a bush. And then the bush stems into a rose. And then the rose has loops in it with different petals. And it's just amazing. I mean, this is a mind that you just really can't even begin to understand. That's just the simple stuff. I try not to even deal with that because that's just a lot to deal with. They have educational institutions that are dedicated to trying to figure out how this stuff is done. They still can't figure out the brain. It's just, like I said, he's ours. He chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. He chose us to be his people. And now we have to live like we his people. We have to respect each other. We have to love each other, and we have to be there. I saw a video the other day, and I ain't going to say no names, and this is where training has to come in. And I know this is new for us. You know, some of us are getting a little recognition, and we're getting some attention. And I'm going to say this. When you videotape yourself and you put it on the Internet for the whole world to see, you're representing the Elohim of Israel. They look real nice. They looked the part. They did, you know, the whole we on our way to wherever. All praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, the whole thing was, the videography was wonderful. Whoever did that was wonderful. But let me say something to you all. And I'm talking to you brothers now. I'm going to tell you something. When you represent the Most High, And you got some sisters with you, please, please do what it is that you're supposed to do to show the world that our brothers know how to treat sisters in public. There are certain etiquettes that if you don't have them, go learn how to do them. Go learn how to do them. I'm not talking to brothers on this line. I'm talking to the ones I've seen on the video. Learn how to do it, because if you're going to put it in front of the whole world, don't let the world upstage the men of Israel, because we have to set a certain example. If you need somebody to teach you some etiquette, please let somebody know, because if you're going to put it out there like that, it was beautiful up to that point. And I was like, man, look. Because for one thing, it's never about us. It's always about the Most High. But at the same time, when we carry ourselves in public, we got to know what to do. Got to know what to do. I said, and that's all I'm gonna say on that note. If you're gonna come out like that, please be polished all the way through to the end. Because etiquette is something that we all need to be taught. You know, if you don't have it, learn how to have it. Go somewhere where somebody can teach you something, because the way it looked like it was about you. That's all I had to say on that one. And I love them dearly. Don't get me wrong. But come on now. We're getting there. They're getting the knowledge and the recognition that they're supposed to have. They're putting it out there for everybody to see. But do the whole thing. So anyway, I'm just a stickler about representing the Most High. Nobody pays us any attention. And for years, there was no attention paid to us. They ignored us like we didn't exist. Well, guess what? Some of us are being acknowledged. Some of us are being seen in certain arenas. Some of us are, the Most High is moving us out to certain arenas where we are being visibly seen all over the world. Because when you put it on the YouTube, it's for the whole world to see. the whole world to see. In my opinion. And I'll leave it at that. But I know that, you know, in not everybody, and it may have been something that they were so overly excited that they forgot, but you can't afford to forget. And I'm going to give you an example. Oh, my gosh, should I say this? Should I say this? Lord Jesus, I don't know. I'll say this. There was a situation where there were two brothers, and those two brothers had two wives. And you could tell the etiquette of the one brother because the way he handled his wife, the way he, his whole gesture, the way he moved and he handled his wife, you could tell he was that more protective man over his wife. You know, he was, you could feel the, you could see it from a distance where he was protective over his wife. He was there to make sure that she was okay. You know, when they got ready to get in the car, he opened the car door for his wife to get in. And then he, in turn, went around and got in on the other side. Those are the things. When they got ready to sit down, he held the chair out for his wife and pushed the chair back in when she sat down. And then he said, now, a lot of people don't think that's important, but it is. But then there was another brother who had the same wife who didn't. And guess what? The whole world noticed it. The whole world noticed it. It doesn't matter your status. It doesn't, it's, the whole world noticed it. They looked and said, wow, wait a minute, hold on. And then some people said, well, maybe it's because, it doesn't matter, there is no because. There's no because. Because I'm telling y'all about this male-female thing. There is a, y'all know, I ain't got to tell the men of the nation of Yehuda that. They know that. I've watched them at the winter column when we went to the Washington, D.C. I've watched them. They know that. And it's some men you don't have to tell that to. You're never too big in what you're doing that you don't stop and treat a woman the way she's supposed to be treated. Because you and some people are like, well, she didn't deserve it. Well, she didn't do it. This was one of our sisters. And she was very ladylike, and she carried herself very ladylike. And when it came time for that to be seen, it was missed and it was gone. It wasn't seen. You don't, you got to, maybe this ain't mattering to people, I don't know. But there's some things that have to be done, in my opinion, especially coming from the men of Israel as it relates to women. If we don't show the world how it's supposed to be done, who gonna show them? They might as well have to just kick the chair over to her with their feet, like, here you go. And this may be something that most people don't do, because I teach my grandsons to do this, and it's very important that you do this. And the other brother got in the car. He got in the car, and she got in the car, and they rolled on off. And I'm like, wow. You know, come on now. Because if there, you know, when there's love there, you can see it. And I don't want to get into a relationship thing. I'm just saying, from a standpoint of Israel as a nation, we got to be able to show the full package. If we woke, we got to be able to be completely woke to the things that we're supposed to do. Because you're on front street. You're there. Some of them went out the door and let the door hit her in the face. I was like, like, geez, right? I mean, for real. It's like, oh, my God. and maybe they were excited. You know what? I would just say that they were probably excited because they've had the opportunity to be able to be seen. But, you know, whoa. I'm serious. So we got, well, you know what, there'll be, hopefully, you know what, maybe, you know, but I was always told you have one time, just one time to make a bad impression. You got one time. You have one time to make a good impression. One time. The world is watching you one time. You got to make sure it's polished. You know, so, you know, to those, to that brothers and sisters that was there, we are very proud of you. I'm very proud of what I've seen. You know, it was all the way, it was on point. You know, we're going to have to critique some other things, but it was on point. I am so glad that the Most High is using you for what you are doing, and you are out there doing what you're doing. All praise be to the Most High. But you know what? Those are things that people pay attention to. They do. They pay attention to them little things, you know, if they pay attention to them. Even if you're mad at her, you are you mad at him, you have to conduct yourself in public a certain way. You have to. You have to. And it's just important. I mean, you know, to me, I think it is extremely important, you know, in order to know how to move and shake and how to do what we have to do. Because it's very important. It is very important. You know, I'm all for that male-female thing. I'm all for that male-female persona, what it represents, because this is the Godhead. This is what we're dealing with. We have to represent Yah. We can't get so wrapped up in the, okay, they're seeing me now, and it's me, that, you know, when it comes time for you to be in that role, because you never leave role as a male protector. You never leave that role. When it comes time for you to be that, the door hit the woman in the face. Because you're so excited, you just forgot what you're supposed to be doing. And let's understand. I mean, we understand. We do. We understand. We get it. But we proud of you. I think it was great. It was very good. The videography was very good. You know, the quality of everything was expertise. It was perfect. It was really, really good. You know, and everybody watching. They watching it from the time the video camera go on until the time the video camera go off. They watching. You know, and no matter how powerful you get, I don't care who you are. You can have Secret Service people following you around. You can have armed guards following you around. You can have all kind of protection people walking around. But that's your wife. That's not their wife. That's your wife. And you have to make sure that your wife is especially in front of everybody. Y'all can be fighting like cats and dogs inside the house. But when you're a public figure like that, that male persona has to, people have to see it. They have to see it. They do. And it was just quality. And, you know, the one brother guy, before he got in the car, he went around, opened the car door for his wife to get in, shut the door, and then he got in himself. You know, Okay, so anyway, moving on to the next topic. You know, like I said, Israel, the Most High is allowing some of us to be out in the public, and it's very important. We always have to make sure. And guess what? Even if it ain't no cameras following you around, somebody always watching, even for the people that's on this radio show. Don't think that people are not watching. They are watching. Everything that you do and the way that you conduct yourself, everything. And you have to be able to conduct yourself a certain way. These things are very important. They're very, very important. You know? And for the ones that's out there, y'all don't deserve nothing. We're not talking to you. We're not, the conversation is not even for you. Because if that's the conclusion that you came up with, this went way over you. This don't have nothing to do with, this is the way that it looks in public. You know? And we have to start doing that for each other as a nation. We have to get back to making that important. We do. It's very important, and I'm all for manners. I think, you know what, that goes a long way. You know, the thank you and the please, and, you know, have a good day, and I hope everything goes well, and thank you so much, and I appreciate what you've done. Those are things that need to just come, and if you feel that way, it comes from you. You'll be able to see it. Like I said, you could see how the brother felt about his wife. He didn't get in the car until he made sure she was in. And then he put himself in. These are things that you know, and it's like, marriage never get, it should never get to the point where, you know, come on, girl, you're taking too long. Hurry up. Come on, baby. It should always be that protection. You know, that's what a male provides is protection. That's the one thing that the Most High said in his word that you will not be forgiven for is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. That female persona, they protect it. It's supposed to be a protection. Now you cuss me out when we get in the house, but when we outside, we don't carry ourselves this way. Even in the house. But just for argument's sake. So Israel, when we get ready to start stepping, you know, whether it whatever it is, we are always to be professional. Our conversation is to be professional, and especially when we have our women with us, we are to show the world that we know how to be gentlemen and how to be protectors. This is important. I watched a couple walk down the street, and the female was on the outside, and he was on the inside of the sidewalk. I was like, okay. But some people haven't been taught this, so they have to be taught this. These are things that we have to be taught. You know, and these are the things that we have to know how to do, especially if you're going to be on the internet, you know, especially if the whole world is watching. And this goes to kings, princesses, princesses, presidents, dukes and whatever y'all want to call yourself or whatever, or just regular lay people. When you're in public like that, you have to make sure that she feels like she matters. Period. She has to matter. In my opinion. I thought the door was going to hit the girl in the face. I said, Lord. They so excited. Y'all just have forgot everything that went out the window. But we getting there. You did good, though. I can say that. You did good. It was great. It really was. I'm glad to see, you know, that you guys are moving out like that. It's a beautiful thing to see. But all praises be to the Most High. Y'all, you know, this is really all I have today. You know, I hope that this has been a blessing for you guys because it has truly been a blessing for me. This is how we get to speak to the nation. This is how we speak to the nation all over the globe, all over the world. And we speak to the other nation all over the world through this radio show. And we've done this for 10-plus years now, you know, and these are the people talking. Right now it's just me because don't nobody want to talk. But this is the people talking, you know. This is from a worldview perspective. This is from an Israelite perspective. This is from a Yah's chosen people perspective as to what we see. And we deal with all different types of topics and issues. We deal with all of it. Anything that's in the news, everything that's going on that we know that's going on. And there's a lot of stuff going on. But the only thing that we are concerned about is the Most High. That is our main focus and why we do what we do today. So, you know, these are the things that we consider to be very, very, very important because we have to exhibit his personality and the things that he is doing. We have to do that. And when the world can do it better than we can do it, there's a problem. But we're getting better. From where I was when we first started to where we are now, we have come a long way. And I'm proud of you guys. We have come a long way. We have come a long way in our speech. We've come a long way in the way we dress, in the way we carry ourselves. We've come a long way in the way that we teach, you know, and you guys have done a phenomenal job. I mean, it's been phenomenal from where I started and where we are today. You guys have done a great job. Excellent job. But it takes the people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and make the sacrifices and put the work in because you got to put the work in. You know, you ain't gonna just stop and drop by on this thing and then just all of a sudden be an instant success and all that. It ain't that like that over here. That's why it ain't that many people over here. You know, ain't no pastors over here because ain't nobody bringing you no juice with the napkin over the top of it and no rag to wipe your forehead. You got to roll up your sleeves and be able to speak truth. from a professional standpoint. And that's what happens. And some of you guys have put the work in. You have put the work in, and the Most High is moving you to the next level. And I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of the things that you're doing. We just got to critique a little bit more stuff and polish it up just a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? But once we get it as a nation, we should be the prototype of how a man treats a woman and how a nation is built. This should be the prototype. We're not going to be perfect, but we should be the prototype for everybody to look at and say, wow, I want a relationship just like that. This is why this is so important about what you say on the internet, how you conduct yourself, and how you and the way that you bring truth to it, how you bring what you say. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, or whether you say it at all. All things that are lawful are not expedient. It's just not. It's just not. And this is just the way it is. And so, you know, if anybody has anything else you want to say, please feel free to push one before we dismiss for the day. Like I said, I've seen a lot of changes, and I've seen a lot of groups grow up, and they've grown, and they're moving out. They're moving out. They're getting recognition, and they're doing things, and it's a great thing. It is absolutely a great thing. And like I said, we've come a long way. We've come a long way, and it's a beautiful thing to see. You know, and this is just the way he has it set up, and I'm so honored to be able to be a part of it. I'm honored to be able to be a part of it. But like I said, the main thing is we have to be the example. We have to be the example. And you know, of course, I'm always saying from a girl's standpoint, you know, this is that male female thing is some tough. It is. It's a tough thing. It's the prototype. It is the prototype of the Godhead. This that's what it is. It's male female. No, and that's just what it is, and you have to be there, and it has to be that way, no matter how excited we get. Don't let the door hit her in the face, y'all. Calm down. Make sure that you're there to protect that she's in there, even though you're the one in the limelight. Make sure that she's in there. It's very important to see that. All praises be to the Most High. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss for the night? Because when you guys let me talk like that, I get tired of talking. I've been talking now for, 49 minutes? I'm tired now. Anybody else have anything you want to say before we dismiss? Please push one. If not, we will be here for our regularly scheduled program next week. But the Sabbath class was so good last week. I mean, yesterday it was just off the chain. We learned some new things about our Elohim, and we keep on learning. And if you notice, we don't do a lot of talking about other nations, and we don't talk about other people, or, you know, like the people that are in the land today. We don't spend time on that because he didn't tell us to. He told us to gather ourselves because he was coming to get us. And that's exactly what we spent this time doing, learning about our culture, understanding how he wants us to live, and then implementing those things. Some things have been critiqued. Some things have been, you know, perfected a little bit, you know, and we are as we're learning, we're growing. And as we're growing, we're getting closer to, you know, being in the right standings with him, because that's what we want. That's all we want. So that when he's ready, when that word has accomplished, he can say, okay, it's time now, let's go get him. We're on our way out of here because we're leaving here. This is what it is ultimately about, the second Exodus. And again, to those people who are on the internet that are following people that they do that at your own risk, but always weigh it up against his word. That's the best meter you can use is his word to validate whether it's true or not. Weigh them up against his word. And then ask him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. If you need a sign, he'll give it to you. But ask him and he'll tell you. And on that note, I'm going to end the call. You guys have a wonderful rest of your first day of the week and all week long. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Good night, everybody.